Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne with Matt Stell on the phone.
Good morning.
What's up, y'all?
Hello. You're going to be here this weekend, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty stoked because you haven't been here in like 2 years, and I'm kind of upset about it.
It's been way too long.
I know.
It's been way too long.
The last time you were in town, you were here for our 8-man jam like 2 years ago. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That was that long ago. Yeah. It's about time.
It is about.
If you ask me.
Yeah. And the last time when we were talking to you, you said your mom was pushing you for some grandbabies. But now you're married up. Congratulations, by the way.
Hey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is your mom ready for those grandbabies now that you're married?
Yeah, she is pretty expert in finding ways to mention things that allude to to grandbabies. It's wild.
I love that for
really
her.
Has a talent. She really has a talent for putting indirect pressure on you.
That's what moms do, though.
Yeah, having given my parents grandbaby, and they have several grandbabies overall, Matt, let me just tell you this, that they are very blunt and upfront with their intentions, which is, I just want to hold a baby. So
exactly.
There you go, my friend.
Yeah.
So exciting. You're coming to town, Santan Mountain. The venue's amazing. It's very high class.
It is.
Ooh. Do they know who they invited?
They definitely do.
I'm going to rent a tuxedo like on Step Brothers.
Ooh. Oh, like Dumb and Dumber?
get to the bottom of this whole Pan situation.
I was just going to say that Nico could be behind you and be like, I think I can help you with that.
Hello, Miss Lady.
Hello, Miss Lady. I'm sorry. Are you saying Matt Snell or Matt Stell? Okay, we got it.
You sound stupid right now, but okay.
It's going to be a good time. The first thing that I mentioned, because I've never stood in your presence, and the first thing that Cheyenne said was, he is so big.
Tall. You're tall. Big is big can be taken.
She may
not
have said tall.
Right.
I don't know. I took it as big.
And then he's like, he's not that tall. I said, Google him. So Nico Googled you.
The worst part about anything is sitting in those airplane seats to get someplace. Because, I guess I am on the taller side.
Yeah, you definitely are. Is that like, is sitting in regular seats is not an option for you?
Well, I mean, a lot of times it just has to be, you know, because we fly the Greyhound of the skies. We get in those Southwest planes, and I love my friends there, but sometimes they put those seats pretty close together. But you know what? It's gonna be worth it, no matter how I got to get there.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right. It's gonna be worth it.
We are looking forward to the show. Is wifey gonna be there by any chance?
She doesn't get to come this time. No.
Aww.
No. I wish she did. She was. She's got to do some stuff. I think she's going back to Baltimore, actually. So, I have a hard time keeping up with my schedule where I'm going to be. And then now we've introduced having two schedules in one house. So I don't always know what's going on until the day of, but I'm going to bring her back there here pretty soon. For
As
sure.
As you should.
I like that.
Before it gets too hot.
Yeah.
Now's a really good time to bring her back.
My wife was addicted for a few years there. She was just addicted to like going to my work gigs. And they were concerts and fun times also. But then she almost played it off as like she was doing me a favor. I don't know how she bamboozled me like that. She was like, well, I always go to your shows. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm not performing or anything. Like, I'm working, babe. So
yeah, that's.
So, Matt, just do me a favor, okay? Like, if it starts to seem like she's kind of putting it on you, like she's doing you a favor, just be like, remember, okay? We can do just fine without you, okay? Right?
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to say that.
Yeah, that's probably not the best idea.
Smart.
Also,
smart.
Nico's wife is from Brooklyn. He also would never say that to her because she's terrifying.
She is.
What's funny is, like, I know a little bit what you're talking about, though, because our job is a lot of fun a lot of the time.
Right.
But I think sometimes what people forget is, like, it is a job. And so we have, like, responsibilities and work to do and stuff like that. So it's not just, like, the forward-facing. You know, even from y'all, from setting up, from having to get on stage and do stuff to have to coordinate people. And then from our end of it, all the things that go into the show, you know, it's all the things around the show. So it's, like, it's a lot of fun. I wouldn't trade it for anything. But it is, there's definitely work involved. And it doesn't always look that way.
Yeah, which I would assume was an adjustment for her. Because from the outside looking in, it's like, oh, these concerts and this is fun and all that stuff. And then you go to them for the first, you know, couple of shows. And it's like a kind of like a shock. Like, oh, there is things that you have to do. There is routine. There is, you know, you have to do A, B, and C to get to D. And I could imagine that was kind of a culture shock a little bit.
Oh man, when we were first getting together, she did a bus run with me that was just like we had like three or four shows, and it was like from Nashville to Ohio to like Nebraska. Oof. To Denver, right? In the bus,
middle America.
We'd play the show, we'd get on the bus, we'd drive 10 or 12 hours, do it again, and try to fit all the stuff in. And like after that, she was like, oh, yeah, I kind of get it now because there's a part of this for about 90 minutes that's real, real fun. And there's parts of it, all the setting up at the getting there, that is less fun. So
I would imagine that being in your world, like as an artist and as somebody who has to travel a lot for work because you're touring, having a significant other who is like new to you in the world, having them go on tour with you for a short amount of time is almost necessary so that they understand.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, it's like, you know, for one, we have, you know, I want to hang out and we have a good time. But then two, it does, like, you know, when you kind of see it, you know, it is a different thing, you know, just like we were talking about, when you see all that goes into it, especially, you know, the travel part of it, when you have to be part of that. And she was this real trooper, though, because one of those shows we were playing at like a minor league baseball field. They had set up like a venue there. And the only place that we had for like a cleanup room for like a shower was underneath the bleachers, was the umpires, like
their dugout
or whatever.
Well, no,
it's like the umpire's dressing room, you know, in the dugout, right? And so it had like a shower, it had like a pipe coming out of the wall. And she was just like, I was like, let me find you. Yeah, there's a towel in there, I think.
This is how romantic it gets, babe.
This is it right here.
She was a real. She's her old trooper.
I love that. Well, I love that she was a trooper and she stuck around and y'all are married now. And mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful.
That's cool, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
for sure.
It's all going down. Santan Mountain, Gila River Resorts and Casinos this Saturday, March 8th. Matt Stell on stage doing everything he can to make your butt shake. So you need to be there.
100%.
That's still making butt shakes. I like it.
That's right. Making them shake like the earthquake.
Hey.
Oh my
gosh.
All
right, Camel Nation, come on out and show some love. And we're going to be there also.
Yep. We're going to be bringing you up on stage and doing all the things.
Yeah, hopefully we don't embarrass you too much.
Oh, I hope you do. It'll make the show even better.
We might.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.